I'm here with Iowa Lakes women's basketball head coach Ashley Martin. So coach, how has the team handled COVID?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's definitely been a challenging time, you know, for everyone, you know, and student athletes, and, you know, our kids have handled it great. You know, our motto this year for us has been, you know, they got to move in August, which we were so grateful for. And in the fall, we were able to have a 60-day window with our team so where we could practice. And then we actually got to play five times and have five scrimmages. So for us, you know, our motto's just kind of been, you know, being grateful. The word grateful has been huge for us, and the kids have just done an absolute awesome job, you know, following protocols, you know, listening, making sure they're masked up, you know, and being safe. I'm very fortunate, you know, that we've been able to do it safe. Our kids have been able to stay healthy, you know, and so, you know, the kids have, I just can't say enough good things about them and how they've handled, you know, COVID. And so we're just grateful for every opportunity, you know, that we have coming ahead of us. You know, to be able to play tomorrow against Iowa Western is just a huge, huge feat for our team, our institution, our conference. And thankful for, you know, everything that Iowa Lakes has done, you know, our athletic director, our athletic training staff, our, you know, cabinet level, you know, everyone has played a part in that and allowing our kids, you know, the opportunity to be able to be a student and an athlete here at Iowa Lakes. So just really fortunate from that standpoint.
Can you talk a little bit about your team?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm really excited about this team. You know, we're going to be young this year. We have all incoming kids. We have a roster of eight, and they're all mighty. They're tough kids. They're excited about it. They're jacked to play. You know, we have a local standout, Madison Huff, that we're really excited that she's a Laker. You know, she's going to be, you know, tough to defend. She can shoot it. She can handle it. And just a tough kid. You know, and then we have, you know, Jada Whitner out of Mason City, you know, who will play a lot of point guard for us, that just can really create, makes everyone around her better. You know, Rachel Pook from Des Moines East is a kid that's long and athletic that can create some matchup nightmares. Can really get to the rim. Tiana Powell from Richfield, Minnesota, is just an athletic guard, you know, that's you know, going to create some havoc defensively. She can really get downhill and share it. And Rachel Breck, a post player from Waseca, Minnesota, you know, she's just a physical presence on the block. She runs like a deer. You know, she's going to do some nice things for us on the block. Andrea Vasquez is, you know, same thing, you know, a physical presence on the block, can score it on the block, rebounds it. And then, you know, we have Kariana Loaf from Davenport Central, and, you know, she's coming off a knee injury, and she's looked really strong. She can shoot it. She's a tough defender. And Haley Miranda, you know, is another one that can really stretch the defense, a great work ethic, can shoot it. So, you know, we're excited. I love this group. They come to work every day. It's been a joy coaching them, and really excited to begin this journey with these young ladies.
What areas do you think the team will be strong at?
Yeah, you know, I think we can really attack off the bounce. I think we're, you know, fairly athletic. I think we're long. And then I think, you know, we have some shooters, you know, around us that, you know, can really stretch the defense. And then we got, you know, two post players in Rachel and Dre that, you know, can finish around the rim, that can create some matchup nightmares around the block, that can really rebound it. You know, so I think we're going to be really tough defensively. That's something that our culture stands for. It's what we work on every day. You know, we're going to get all the hustle plays. You know, we're going to wall up defensively and rebound, and hopefully be able to run out in transition, you know, create some offense off of our defense a little bit. So it's going to be this fun to see these young ladies just continue to improve. You know, that's our motto every day, is just get a little bit better, you know, challenge yourself to max out every single day and be the best version of yourself.
What do you expect to see out of conference play?
Yeah, you know, conference, you know, it's one of the best conferences in the nation. And, you know, the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference, you know, the rankings came out today for NJCAA, you know, and I think, you know, Kirkwood, you know, is ranked third, I believe. You know, we have Iowa Lakes is ranked for the first time in a long time. We're ranked 12th in the nation, which was a huge honor for our young ladies. And then Iowa Central and DMAC were also ranked as well, and I think NIAC in there. So, you know, I think all those teams are going to compete for those top four spots. You know, we get seeded how we finish within our conference, and I really look for our young ladies to really compete for one of those top four spots. And it's going to be a fun year. We play everybody twice. We also this year get to play all the Division II or Division I's twice. So we're going to play Iowa Western twice, Northeast Community College out of Norfolk, Nebraska, and then Marshalltown as well. So it's going to be a challenge going up against, you know, some Division I JUCOs as well. But our team's ready. They're excited. They're excited to play someone besides themselves and just see what happens. So we're excited, and a great opportunity for the young ladies.